Tampun Jua.
Di rumah Betang Selatan, zaman dahulu kala, hiduplah sebuah suku di tengah hutan di Kalimantan Barat. Suku ini bernama Orang Mualang. Mereka tinggal di 30 rumah Betang atau rumah panjang, seperti orang Dayak pada umumnya. Suatu hari di rumah Betang, banyak orang melalu-lalang dengan kesibukan sehari-harinya. Lemai datang membawa makanan untuk penghuni rumah Betang dan duduk di sebelah Jua. Lemai, terima kasih. Makanannya enak sekali.
Sama-sama. Kami selalu mengharapkan semua orang di rumah Betang ini kenyang dan sehat, termasuk engkau, Jua.
Mengapa aku selalu merasa nyaman kalau ada engkau, Lemai? Mengapa aku kalau pergi memburu selalu ingat akan Lemai di rumah Betang dan rindu?
Tapi tak ada gunanya, Jua. Kita kan saudara sepupu sekali. Ayah engkau itu pamanku, dan ibuku adalah bibi kau. Kita tidak boleh bersama.
Mai, kalau di rumah Betang ini tidak boleh bersama karena semua kenal. Tapi di Tembawang ini ada 30 rumah Betang. Kita di ujung selatan. Bagaimana kalau kita pindah? Pergi tinggal di rumah Betang paling utara. Di sana, mereka mungkin tidak tahu kalau kita sepupu sekali. Di rumah Betang utara. Jadi, pindahlah dua sejoli ini ke rumah Betang di utara. Di sana, mereka hidup berdua, tanpa cemoohan keluarga, selayak suami istri. Namun, kebahagiaannya tidak berlangsung lama.
Kami amati, kalian orang Mualang, tapi tidak dari rumah Betang ini. Mengapa pindah? Mengapa minta tinggal bersama kami?
Dulu, di rumah Betang lama ada masalah. Saya tidak begitu ingin menceritakannya. Singkatnya, kami merasa akan lebih nyaman masih tinggal di Tembawang ini, tapi lebih jauh.
Masalah apa sampai pindah rumah begitu? Bukannya diusir oleh keluarga? Ada kabar burung? Kalian itu mandal? Atau saudara sepupu?
Memang ada masalah. Hubungan kami tidak direstui.
Kalian tidak membantah kalau menjadi saudara sepupu. Padahal kalian sudah tahu, di orang kita itu mali, perkawinan terlarang.
Saya sudah bertemu dengan temenggung rumah Betang mereka yang lama, di selatan sana. Ternyata benar, mereka lari ke sini karena melanggar hukum adat.
Mengapa hukum adat itu harus memisahkan dua orang yang saling cinta?
Karena itu dilarang adat kami. Anaknya nanti tidak akan waras. Kami tidak bisa menerima kalian di sini. Kami kembalikan ke rumah Betang lama untuk dihukum.
Tidak. Lemai dan Jua diikat dan dibawa kembali ke rumah Betang lama. Di bagian selatan Tembawang. Jadi, Jua dan Lemai pun dihukum.
Di rumah Betang kita ternyata ada yang berani melanggar hukum adat. Yaitu Jua dan Lemai, yang hidup sebagai suami istri. Padahal, orang tua mereka kakak beradik. Itu merupakan mali, perkawinan terlarang yang tidak bisa diterima.
Baiklah, kalau tidak mau terima kami, kami akan pergi ke hutan, jauh dari sini. Dan tidak mengganggu lagi. Biarkan kami hidup. Kalau hubungan kami tidak direstui di sini, kami akan pergi ke tempat lain.
Masalahnya, kalian sudah menjadi contoh. Kalau kalian dibiarkan pergi, itu seolah-olah masyarakat kita merestui hubungan saudara sepupu menikah satu sama yang lain. Padahal itu tidak boleh. Lujun,
Temenggung,
jalankan hukuman tombak.
Baik, Temenggung.
Tidak. Ayah, ibu, tolong.
Tidak ada yang bergerak menolong Jua dan Lemai. Tanpa suara, semua menonton Jua dan Lemai ditombak.
Biar ini menjadi peringatan bagi pemuda-pemudi lain yang ingin melanggar hukum adat.
Di tepi sungai Kapuas, itulah kisah Jua dan Lemai yang malang itu. Jenazah mereka diikat, satu terlentang, satu tengkurap, lalu dihanyutkan ke sungai Sekayam.
Kak, mengapa anak kita bernasib seperti ini?
Mereka sudah tahu hubungan mereka dilarang.
Memang dari kecil, mereka selalu dekat. Tapi waktu itu, aku tidak melihat itu sebagai kurang sehat. Bagaimana suku mualang kita nanti kalau ada perkawinan sumbang? Anak-anak dan masa depan kita terancam. Tempat Juah dan Lemai dieksekusi itu sekarang disebut Tampun Juah. Tampun artinya tempat eksekusi. Nama Tampun Juah digunakan untuk tembawang 30 rumah betang itu. Oleh karena kukuh menegakkan hukum adat dan kesejahteraan rakyat, Tampun Juah berkembang menjadi besar dan berpengaruh. Kejayaan Tampun Juah hanya berakhir saat diserang kerajaan Sukadana. Kini, Tampun Juah pada umumnya berarti tempat pertemuan.
Forbidden Love. A long time ago, a tribe named the Mualang lived in the middle of the forest, in what is now West Kalimantan. They lived in 30 long houses, as was the custom of the Dayak people at that time. One day in the long house, people are going about their daily business. Limay enters, bringing food to the long house inhabitants, and sits down beside Jua. Limay, thank you. This food is delicious. You're welcome. We hope that everyone in the longhouse will have enough food and be healthy, including you, Jua. Why do I always feel so at ease when you're here, Limay? When I go out hunting, why do I always think of you back in the longhouse and miss you? But it's no use feeling like that, Jua. We are first cousins. Your father is my uncle, and my mother is your aunt. We can't be together. Crying. Limay, if we stay in this longhouse, we can't be together, because everyone knows us. But in this community, there are 30 longhouses. We live in the southernmost one. What if we move to the northernmost longhouse? There, they might not know that we are first cousins. So, the two lovers moved to the northern longhouse. There, they lived together without negative comments from their families, a husband and wife, but their happiness was short-lived. We've noticed that you are Mualang, but you aren't from this longhouse. Why did you move? Why did you ask to come and live with us? There was a problem in our old longhouse. I don't really want to talk about it. In short, we felt it would be more comfortable living within the community, but further away. What kind of problem caused you to move to this house? Weren't you thrown out by your family? There's gossip that you are first cousins. Yes, that was a problem. They didn't agree with our relationship. She falls silent. So you don't deny that you are first cousins, even though you know that among our people, this is considered a forbidden marriage, or Mali. I have met with the leader of their old longhouse in the south, and it's true. They ran away and came here because they broke customary law. Why does our tribal law have to separate two people who love each other? Because it's forbidden by law. Any children you have will not be healthy. We can't accept you here. We have to send you back to your old longhouse to be punished. No. Limay and Jua are tied up and taken back to their old longhouse in the southern part of the Tembawang. So Jua and Limay were duly punished. In our longhouse, it seems there are some who dare to disobey traditional law. Jua and Limay have been living together as husband and wife, in spite of their parents being siblings. That is Mali, a forbidden marriage, which cannot be tolerated. That's fine. If you can't accept us, we will go off into the forest, far from here, and not bother you anymore. Just let us live. If our relationship is not accepted here, we will go somewhere else. The problem is, you have set a bad example. If we let you go, it will appear as though our people honor a relationship in which someone marries their first cousin. And that is not permitted. Lujun, Temenggung, carry out the spearing. Yes, Temenggung. No, father, mother, help! Nobody made a move to help Jua and Li Mei. Silently, everybody watched as Jua and Li Mei were speared. Let this be a warning to other young men and women who want to disregard tribal law. On the bank of the Kapuas River. Such was the sad story of Jua and Li Mei. Their corpses were tied together, face to face, then placed in the Sakayam River and left to drift away. Brother, why did our children have this fate? They knew it was a forbidden relationship. They were close from childhood, but then I did not view it as being unhealthy. What will happen to the Mualang people if we allow incestuous relationships? Our children and future will be threatened. The place where Jua and Li Mei were executed is now called Tampun Jua. Tampun means execution. The name Tampun Jua refers to the meeting place of the 30 longhouses. Because Tampun Jua strictly enforces tribal law and the people's prosperity, it became large and powerful. Its power only ended when it was attacked by the Sukadana kingdom. Nowadays, the term Tampun Jua generally refers to a meeting place.